Okay, today I would like to discuss with you the inyan of making, reciting the tefillah before you learn Torah. We're learning now in Yonei Tefillah about Birchas HaTorah. There's another form of Birchas HaTorah. It's not actually a bracha, but it is a tefillah to be successful in learning, what's called the Tzvila Koidim Halimud. In many Gemaras today, in this modern generation, in many Gemaras on the cover of the Gemara, there is this. Where does this Tzvila come from? So, it is a Mishnah. Okay, this is not a Zohar. This is not a modern day invention. It goes back to a Mishnah. So the Mishnah in Mesech the Brachos. Okay, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakon is a Tana. We're not dealing here with a modern day invention.
He was the Rebbe of Rabbi Yishmael.
Rabbi Yishmael? Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakon hoye mespala b'chnisosa l'beis ha-midrash uv'yitziyoso tzfilo kisa. When he came into the Beis HaKnesses, he was mespala tzfilo. When he came in, when he left, Amar lo, ma mokam l'tzfilo zo? What is this tzfilo all about? Amar lohem b'chnisosa nimespalel shelo ye'ira dvar takola al yodi, that nothing bad should come from my learning. My learning should not lead to anyone making a mistake in halacha. Uvitziyasi ani noisin hoida al chalki. And when I leave, I give shevach v'hoida that I was fortunate. I sat in the base medish. When we make a scene on a sechta, we elaborate upon this nusach atfila. She'anu amelim. So on and so forth, we elaborate upon this to give shelach v'adach that we would zeicha to sit and to learn and to spend our time doing things that are worthwhile instead of wasting our time in Yoshe Kronos. Okay, so the tzvila is a Mishnah, it's a braisa, it's in the Gemara, it is an ancient source, and l'choira, it should be the halacha. This should indeed be what the halacha requires us to do. And indeed, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's a fair Shulchan Aruch, and Aruch Chaim, Simen Kuf Yud, Halacha Hei. Simen Kuf Yud deals with all the various types of blessings and tools a person should make at different points in time during the day in his life. And Halacha Ches, it says, Halacha Ches, Hanichnas Lebeis HaMidrash, Yisfalel, Yiratzem Lufanach Hashem Elokeinu Lukhe Havseinu Shaloi Ikoshel Bedvar Halacha V'chulu, Uvitziyasu Yoimar Moideh Ani Lufanach Hashem Elokeinu Shesam Techelkim Yishabes HaMidrash, period. The Mishnah Berurah brings this down. The Mishnah Berurah brings down all the details. Yispal Yiratzon V'ein Bo Chasimah. He points out that there's no Chasimah. You make the Yiratzon, you don't call Baruch HaTo Hashem. You don't end up with the Shem Hashem. There's no Chasimah. Kosev Ataz Duadin Misha Yoshev Lulma B'Yechidus. Even the question is, this bracha was only said in the Gemara when a person enters the Beis Medrash. So maybe, if you don't go to the Beis Medrash, you learn at home, You learn private, you're not mechuyev to make this, recite this tefillah. No! Hu adin misha yeshev lo mebi yechidus lo beprad im hegiya lo hayra. And certainly the person is a Talmud Chacham, and he's royal lo hayra to pass on halachas. Tzarech lespal shlo yite, believe it, you should not make a mistake in the learning of hayra lo mar al tamei tar, vi al asur mutar, vi tov lo mar nusach echad katsa koil harbe. He brings in another nusach, a more elaborate nusach. May you enlighten my eyes in the Or of your Torah, from any stumbling block, the mistakes I made, kvar hen mideni al ha-emes, v'al tatsal mi pidover, emes ad ma'od, ki Hashem bidin chokh m'pid v'dasu tfuna. Okay, so he goes on to say this bracha. And he goes on to say that you have to say it. The Rambam says you have to say when you, the Elu Shtei, he quotes the Rambam, Kosef ha-Rambam, the Elu Shtei tfilos choiva. It is an obligation. Before you learn, you must say the tefillah, and when you finish, you have to give the hoidah. The yeshua l'spalu l'yosheva omed, you can say it either sitting or standing. There's no preference. K'moshi zamelo v'lo yachse panu l'mizrach l'marv v'lo yase eshtachva. Don't bow down. Don't make any turns. Just say it in a dignified way. So, he's supposed to do it. So, what's the big question? The question is, it's a Mishnah, it's a Braisa. The Rambam says Sechayva. It says in Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah quotes all the details, and no one does it. What's going on here? Are we religious Jews or not? How come no one makes this brach? It is really one of the big mysteries of halacha.
We say it in the Siyam. That's part of the Siyam.
Okay, but it's also every single day. Right. We say part of it. We give the hoidah and the Siyam. So what is going on? This is really a very big mystery. There really is no good answer. Okay, let's go. Some of the answers are, let's start with one approach. One approach is that although the Rambam does pass the Tzachayva, and that's why Rav Yosef Karr brought it down, not all Rishonim hold the Tzachayva. Some Rishonim say it's a Rishus. This was his custom. It was his custom, the custom of Rabbi Nechuni ben Akone, when he came in, this is what he said when he left. That's what he said. Is he telling us that every single person must do it? No. It's a Rishus. It's quoted in the Mishnah to tell us it's a good idea to do, but it's not necessarily required. There are a collection of Mefarshim that work with this approach to be miyashev the minhag ha'olam, not to recite this tefillah. Okay, now that's a very difficult answer because the Rambam clearly disagrees, and it's a Shulchan Aruch, and from the Nusach of the Gemara, it doesn't say. When the Gemara says, "Amru lo mo makom tefillah zo amru lachem b'chnisasi ani mispalel," when the Gemara brings down the brayis of Tana Rabbanan, the Gemara, okay, that I quoted you was the Mishnah. The Gemara goes further. Of Gemara inspired nusach tefillah kach Tana Rabbanan b'chnisaso mahu oimer. The Gemara does not say ma omar. What exactly did Nechunya ben Akana say? The Gemara says, Mahu Omer, what do you say? From the Gemara it's clear, the Gemara is telling us what you should do, not what is a good idea to do. If you want, you can do it, you can do it. If you want to copy the Chumina Kanya, so that's a very difficult, it's a very difficult problem. Why don't we do this? That's one answer, it's only Rishus. Another answer given, it only applies to people who are Balei Hoira. How many of us come learn halacha to the point where you make halachic decisions? Almost no one. Even the biggest, the rabbanim, they only make this halachic decisions very rarely, very rare occasions. But most of our learning is just to learn what already has been transmitted, to understand. Even we learn l'shem shemayim to understand the Talmud. We don't necessarily come out halacha l'maisa asuke shmaitza aliba dehilchasa. Doesn't apply. This whole nusach was only instituted that shlol yavo liday takola, to make mistakes in issuing halachic decisions. We are not making halachic decisions in our learning. That is a second approach. That's also a very weak approach because, nevertheless, a person learns the wrong way, there are ramifications. A person has a wrong hashkafa, a wrong understanding of a sugya. It can lead to problems. So that's also, it's not such a solid answer. Another answer I saw, this is a really fascinating answer. He brings down a footnote. What I'm telling you now is really coming from the sefer called Oitza Machmadim. I went through almost the whole sefer with you on different occasions over the last 2 years, different pieces here and there. It's an excellent sefer on Minhagim and if the areas of Halacha. At the end of the chapter, the footnote, he says, in the name, I never heard of this person, but Sasi Behagos Reish Aleph Mem Hurwitz. Nitfas b'seif haGemara Vilna b'sech the brachos. It appears at the end of the Gemara b'sech the brachos in a little print in the back of the Gemara. One of the obscure mafarshim in the back of the Gemara. You know why we don't do this? Because we really do it. When do we do it? The bracha of Ahava Rabba and the bracha of Ahavas Oilam by Ma'ariv covers us. Now it seems to be implying that in the time of Chazal, Rabbi Nechuni ben Akana instituted this tefillah. The bracha of Ahav Rabba was much simpler than it is now. Our bracha Ahav Rabba was very elaborate. The same b'libein lahavin ulahaskil l'shmoya lilmo l'lamed l'shma v'lasos l'kayim is called divrei salmut harasecha be'ahava. It's very elaborate. The same with all these nuschos, very long bracha. We elaborate very much. and a havas olam mariv, we also elaborate the nismach. We give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for simcha. Havas olam tarmitos chumshan osan limadata al kena shulchan shabbos kumen v'nosir v'chav nismach v'nismach b'divrei sarasecha or v'mitzvot secha li olam kihem chayenu v'yorich yameinu uvahem nega yamam v'layla. There's a lot of elaboration. It appears that the Talmud Chazal, especially in the Chunim and Hakoneh, which is from the early Tanoim, the nusach of the bracha of before Kriyat Shema in the morning and the bracha before Kriyat Shema in the night was much shorter, was much simpler, and did not elaborate the beauty of Torah, the love, the sweetness, the desire to know everything. That was not included. Over later generations, the bracha was expanded to include these beautiful expressions, the nismach b'divrei salmat harasecha, and the long nusach of Ahava Rabba. The nusach of Ahava Rabba and Ahava Solam in this expanded form, to some degree, cover the themes of the tefillah of Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakoneh. And therefore, we're covered. When the day begins, we say Ahavas Ahava Rabba. When the day is over, we say Ahavas Olam. And that pretty much covers the tefillah before and after. It's a very...
You shouldn't end up yomi before you
daven. I mean, if you want to go to the logical conclusion, you have to. If you want to be very strict, that's what it's saying.
Some people say you should make Birchas HaTorah before you say Ahava Rabba.
Right, you can't. That's halacha. You're not allowed to. That's right, because it's a bracha hazara. Hey, but it's a very interesting idea. It does. He doesn't like it. He puts in the footnote. Okay, the one who wrote the sefer, he puts in the footnote, and he says, I don't know. He just doesn't see ulam lo zochinu lahavin devarav. Look what he writes here. The mechaber of the sefer. I don't understand. Lo zochinu lahavin devarav. Sharei anu roim mistimas hamishna ve'agmar sheyesh loemam v'chein pasuk rabam avshem yolam nohag loem ahavas elam. Always ahavas elam. Shachris v'arvis harishloi samchu al zeh udvarav tzarechi. The mechaber of the sefer, he quotes this in the tiny little letters in the footnote. I find it a very good answer to be miyash of the minhag olam, but he says a very shvach answer because they also said a havarabba, they also have a salam, they all knew this, but still before you daven, it's a mishnah, yeah, chav ches, and then the gemara elaborates.
So
it's a mishnah.
What
a havarabba was l'chayr the same time as the mishnah. But it could be it wasn't the way we have it. It could be it wasn't as elaborate. The nusach, the exact nusach could have been it was later in the time of the Gaonim. Rabban Savaroy.
Shemayna Esrei was...
Right, it was later. So it sounds like a good answer. If we are to assume that the Baruch of Ahava Rabba and Ahava Salam were very short and sweet, didn't have any elaboration, and later on this elaboration came, it covered the themes, and therefore we don't have to say it every single day. It appears to be a good answer. I just want to point out that the Chaber was a great Talmud Chacham. We put the Sefer together. It's an amazing Sefer. He is not so crazy about it. So the question remains, why don't we do it? Now just to point out a few little interesting things about this tefillah. This tefillah was authored by Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakoneh. Who was Nechunya? Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakoneh. He's the same one, by the way, who made the tefillah Ana B'Koyach Gedul Simencha. That's a very spooky, mystical tefillah. Has 42 words. And you say that at different times in the morning, like by Karbonis, Friday night, Baruch Shem Kram also Lomwe. Okay, there's a lot to talk about. That's a whole thing to itself. And now, what's very interesting about Rabbi Chumina Kana is this is the Chidah. The Chidah was a Makubal. He was from the Gros and the Kubal and the Chidah. And he makes it very clear that you should. Who was the first Makubal? He asked people in the street, who was the first Makubal? What are they going to tell you? Tana, Rashbi, Rav Shem Bayichoy. Who was Rashbi's Rebbe?
Rabbi Akiva.
Or Rabbi Akiva, but who even came before Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakoneh. Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakoneh was the first Mekubal. The first.
He wrote Sefer
Yetzirah. Yeah.
Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakoneh, I met Kol Makabel Olavel Torah.
Kol Makabel.
Olavel Torah.
Okay.
Mabir and Olavel Machos, but he says Kol Makabel, every Mekubal.
And the Chumi ben Hakoneh, the Chidah. Oh no, Sefer Yetzirah is by Avraham Avinu. It's called Sefer Habohir. Sefer called Sefer Habohir.
No, it starts off. I'm a Rebbe of
Chumi ben Hakoneh. Oh, that's what it says there. Okay, so this one reports that the Chiber Sefer al Sterch Soid Hanikra Sefer Habohir.
Oh,
Habohir. So he was the first one that put into writing mystical concepts.
So it starts off, I'm a Rebbe
Chunya ben Hakoneh.
There's 22 Durachim for whatever it is, And those are the letters of the alphabet.
So it's just interesting to know that the one that was mechaber, this tefillah that you say before you daven, after you daven, came from a person who was from the greatest mekubalim, the first mekubal, in fact, Rabbi Nachum ben Hakanya. He also authored the tefillah of Anan B'Kach. Some want to say, he brings over here that this is all Kabbalah, he brings down Kabbalah from, is that there are different shemos of Hashem. There's a shem of 42 letters, and there's a Shem Hashem of 72 letters. Somehow he wants to say that since this Tchum and Akanyan, everything he says is Mushush. In Kabbalah, the tefillah that we say before we learn corresponds to the Shem Hashem of 42 letters, and the tefillah we say when we finish learning corresponds to the 72 letters, whatever that means. But there's one other...
You at the same time as Rabbi Akiva.
Before. Now he also does mention, very interesting, that Rabbi Akiva, we know there's a medrash, an Ovis Rabbi Nosson, that Rabbi Akiva himself was mispalo this tefillah. It wasn't just Rabbi Chaim ben Hakanya, there's a Mais Shahoya, where he was in the base medrash. Mais Rabbi Akiva, Shahoya Yoshev, Shonel, Talmidav, he was teaching them Torah, Veniskar, Loi Masha, Osa, Bialduso. Rabbi Akiva was 40 years old when he became religious. It was about Shuvah. He was 40 years old, and he was teaching his Talmidim Torah, and then he realized, he remembered what things that he did when he was young, and he got stopped in the middle of learning, and he said, "Moida ani lufanecha Hashem Elokai, shasamta chelki miyoshe beis hamerish, losam chelki miyoshe kronos." So you see, even Rabbi Akiva also was accustomed to saying this Nusach HaTfilah. One very unique aspect of this tefillah is it's one of the only tefillahs where we're mispalel for good midos. And the more elaborate version of this tefillah, we mispalel, that I should not rejoice over the downfall of my friends, and my friends should not rejoice over my downfall. In other words, when there was Muhammad Shal Torah, when there was debate in Torah, you make mistakes. And we all know as children, in Cheder, when someone makes a foolish mistake, everyone laughs. They have Hana. So either you laugh at someone else, or you laugh. That's not a nice thing to do, to laugh at someone, they stumble in halacha. Part of the Nusach HaTfilah is that I should not rejoice in their downfall, they should not rejoice in my downfall. Where else do you have in Chazal, in the Nusach HaTfilah, a bracha tefillah, where you mispalel to have good midos? What do we say? Those are Yihiratzons. Those are Yihiratzons which are much later. Those are much later additions. They probably come from even recent times even, I mean, relatively speaking. But these tefillos that go on and mention the Gemara and the Rishonim, they go all the way back to the time of Tanaim Amorayim. And some of the versions mention Shaloi Esmach Bohe. I don't remember they have exact words here. I should not rejoice in their downfall. That's also an interesting idea. Okay, there's one other big question. The question is why, when the tefillah ends, when we say we rejoice, we thank Hashem that He gave us Shasamta Chalkenu Yeshua Be'ezrus, why don't we make a request? As a general rule, every time you thank Hashem, you mechuyev also to make a request. Part of saying thank you is also to recognize it's not over. We need more. That's a critical element of every Haidah. Leah made the fatal mistake. Hapam ode es Hashem, pam ode es Hashem, vatamod miledes, and she stopped giving birth to children. Chazal make this drasha. Why did she stop having children after Yehuda? Because she thanked Hashem and she did not make a request for more. When you thank Hashem, it means thank you very much. I'm on my own. I can take care of myself. You did me a toiva. There's a certain gaiva in thanking a person and not, at least by Hashem, and not at the same moment in time acknowledging, thank you very much, but I still need your help. No, it doesn't say that. It doesn't say she gave over Zilpah. So she did one more. Maybe if she had more children herself, she wouldn't have given over Zilpah. The only reason why she gave over Zilpah was because she did one more. She only had four children at that point in time. She still could have had at least two more, and they could have been from herself, biological children. She gave over Zilpah. So Chazal are critical of her. Hapam ode es Hashem. There was no tefillah vatamod miledes. So the question, the one question, jump this tefillah we say when we finish davening, we thank Hashem shesamto chelki v'yoshrei beis hamedrash, and we don't make a request. Ribbono shelolam, tomorrow again. No, we were zeichet to come. We had this session. Halavai vaita. Halavai, we have another session. So it's a good question. So the one answer given is that it's not the past. When you say shesamto chelki, you're not saying it's not in the past tense. You're not saying I'm always in the base medrash. When you're thanking Hashem that you've given me my portion in the base medrash, means I'm a member. It's not like, okay, I'm closing up shop, I'm not renewing my membership. I'm finished learning. I thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you enabled me to learn. But I'm not. It's not over. It's self understood from the nusach. Yesterday we find a bit more. It's self understood from the nusach that you're not finished. That you're still a paying member. You're still a card carrying member of this institution, and you plan on coming back for more Torah. That instance, there's no requirement to ask for more. When you're giving hoida in the middle of what you're still getting, you don't have to go vayita and ask for more. So lochel vayisa satak is a very big question. One ha'orah that just comes to mind is we have the famous Gemara Masechta the Brachos, where Chazal say, why will the Churban tag the Nevi'im asked, why did the Churban happen, the Bayis Rishon, why was it destroyed? So they asked this question to all the Nevi'im and all the Chamanon knew the answer. So Hashem finally came along and said, I'll tell you the answer. Sheloi Berucho Batorah Tchila. They did not make a Bracha. So everyone, Bracha means he didn't say, Asher Bochar Banu, V'harevna. He didn't make the Berucho Satorah. So there's the 100 Perushim, what that means, what is the significance, they didn't make the Bracha. Of course they made the Bracha. They made the Bracha for the wrong reason, this, that. But on another level, we're also guilty of this. We think that we're above the Churban. Are we? The Gemara says he's supposed to make the bracha. He's supposed to, now it's not really a bracha, it's a slash bracha tefillah. Bracha, but a bracha and tefillah sometimes are interchanged. You have to really judge how the words are used. But it's very interesting. We live in a generation where it's halacha, it's Shulchan Aruch, it's the Rambam. They print it even now in the front of the page of the Gemara, in the front of the front. But yet, has not caught on. Will they one day look back at us and say, you know why the Mikdash was not built? They didn't, we're a mispalo. Before you sit down to learn a Daf Gemara, you have to appreciate. You have to appreciate that what you have, and you have to be fortunate to recognize your zecha to come to learn a Daf Gemara, whatever it is. And you have to be mispalo, that it should come, be for good, not for a bit. And when you finish, you have to give. So at least say, we'll say, Moida ani lefunech Hashem elokai shesanta chalkenu meyoshrei beis hanefesh. Okay.